Welcome to the Wit2S blog, what it takes to succeed in selling. I'm Trenton Whitmore and this is episode 31. Virtual reality, the art of pitching and presenting so your customer gets it. I've just been reading an article about Microsoft's HoloLens hologram headset technology that permits users to see virtual reality. And I found myself thinking about how many salespeople could do with something similar to help them present and demonstrate their products and services to their customers and prospects alike. The technology is amazing. I imagine it will require certain hardware and software though, as well as the obvious headset. And for some salespeople in some companies, particularly small businesses and new startups, that may be out of reach, at least for now. The good news is though, that you can do this anyway, and in truth, salespeople should be doing this all of the time when they're presenting and pitching. Our job is to get to know enough about our prospects and customers and their needs, to know enough about our products and services, and marry the two together. Where there is a need that our products and or services fulfill, we should be able to describe them in terms that are clear, lucid, and simple to understand. In doing so, we can help our prospects and customers visualize themselves using and benefiting from what we have to offer. We need to use the terms that our prospects use, and I call this the language of business, so they don't have to waste time and energy translating from what they call it, i.e. a spoon, to what we call it, i.e. a stirring device. While I'm on the subject of which, why is it that our colleagues in product development and marketing sometimes give a product such strange names? All we have to do is call it what our prospects and customers call it, and everybody's on the same page. We should follow the old adage in marketing and just give it a kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. As well as speaking their language, we need to ensure we pick references that our prospects can easily and quickly associate themselves with. Where possible, we should look to use their logos and brand names in our pitch and get them to interact with us via questions, demonstrations, and solicit regular feedback. It's a little effort that rewards us exponentially and clearly sets apart the elite salespeople from the average Joes. Get it right, and we help our prospects see themselves choosing us, feeling good about us, and better still, they'll be asking us how quickly we can supply them. Use a salesperson's version of virtual reality well, and you'll find yourself with more prospects wanting to do business with you, and you'll have more success. Increase your sales, earnings, and results with us. Get tips, tools, techniques, skills, and disciplines at www.wit2s.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening.